Frontier.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits, making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
Baby. How much you can pay?
And his partner, Fede Tappender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. My name is Rab Florence and there is no Wrestling Daft without the two spectacular people whose names are Grado.
Hey now, what's up?
And producer John.
Hello.
The whole gang is here. I'm merely a cog in the machine to deliver these two guys' deviancy to your ears every week. But let's continue on with what we were talking about last week. Let's fire straight into it. Grado, you've got the baby home, the baby's in the house. How's it going?
I mean, I'll just tell you right now, I don't even think I've been on a wrestling website or I've not watched any wrestling at all. Can you tell you what's happening? Obviously.
Aye, but is anything any different because the baby's arrived?
No, really, man. It's just another week. I'm just kind of, I suppose you're bang on, mate. But all good, mate. All good in the Southern Front, whatever they say.
Have you changed the nappies and stuff?
Changed a couple of dirty nappies, don't mind it at all. I'll do my wee bit. Right now I'm getting up and doing the radio, then going to panel rehearsals, coming home, doing podcasts and all the rest of it. So I'm just trying to get as much kind of... I mean, they don't really do much at this cage, isn't it? It's just about kind of keeping them fed and winding them and all that.
Keeping them fed, a wee bit of winding them. No, it's just basically like dealing with John, isn't it?
That's pretty much it.
You need to burp John before the show starts.
I know what you mean though, they don't do any credit. You're wanting them to do something, you know, you're like, go on, do something. And then if it does come after a few months. You start getting, you know, a wee goo goo and a wee gaga and all that kind of
but John, folks spoil it because they go, oh, you didn't know they can't see either now. I'm going, oh for fuck's sake, I'm kinda doing all this. You know what I mean? And then it's like, I think she smiled. No, that's not a smile. They can't smile. Then it's a muscle spasm. I'm like, don't ruin it.
Aye.
Aye. Can you see me?
You better just no bothering with them until they're about 6 months, I think. You know what I mean? I think that's the...
Oh, it's the first 6 months. Hardcore, like... Oof.
Don't get me wrong, man. I like being over and all that. You know, I've not been over for a good couple of months. It's good to get...
Are you over with a baby? In a big
way? I'm getting the rub, man. You know what I mean? I'm getting Gail Kim... writing my Instagram, I'm getting Amy McDonald, the football players. That's the best bit of it.
Has it been been in the paper about it?
Oh, you don't even know this. Oh, do you? I don't know if she says, but so, so a couple of days after Wayne was born, it's like, you know, what we do on Facebook, blah, 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 blah. And the last time that we put something up on, I put it on my Grado page, I think that Stephanie was pregnant, and then they took a picture for like me and Stephanie's face, or I think it was Stephanie's Facebook, and the Sunday and the Daily Record published it. And of course, what happens is when they put it on Facebook, it's fucking open season, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like for Dafty's comment, and I think the last time folk were saying like under Stephanie's, you know, she's got turkey teeth, kind of like she's accusing her of going to Turkey to get her teeth done and stuff like that. And Stephanie's pals no used to that, they're screen grabbing it and sending it and they're going, check what these cunts are saying about, check that, that's fucking shocking. Who is, does Grado ken this guy? And I'm like, look, this is, and it's, don't get me wrong, it's embarrassing, man, because it's like, obviously she never signed up to this shit, she's brand new about it, right? But it was right. Like, with this time, I was like, look, do we want to, especially with this Wayne looking how it looks like my spit thing, right? Stephanie's like, do we really want to take the risk of putting a picture of Perry up on, you know, Facebook and it gets shared on like the Daily Record or Sun websites, or sorry, their Facebook page? And we're like, let's know, man, because I can just kind of imagine that maybe someday, no, that it's the very minority, but it's still enough to kind of irk you. But So I went, right, no, what we'll do, we'll just put it on my private Facebook page, and then they can't take it for there, I'm private, blah, blah, blah. So we put up pictures of the rain and all the rest of it, Perry Morning, Steve Lee. And then I woke up the next morning, Daily Record and Sun had both took the pictures for my private Facebook page.
Your personal page?
Aye, my personal page. And I was like, oh, man. And Stephanie's like, you're choking. She's like, I really don't want that way on Facebook. She's like, I'm just so scared. And somebody writes a wee comment. She's like, I'll not be able to. She's like, that stuff is horrible. And what my pals would say. And I went, no, you're right. And I actually felt I felt bad because I'm like, look, my first, opportunity to protect her. And I felt as if I couldn't do it. So I phoned the Record. And I phoned the son, I phoned the Record, and I just says, look, Skredo, can I hang out? I want to talk. I goes, look, I'm no gone mad. I just want to talk to somebody about the picture being on the article. And they're like, oh, all right, you boy. And then I could hear her going to the phone. It's Skredo on the phone. It's all right, but he's all right. He's brand new. He's all right. and I says to the Record, and they were like, no, we totally get it. We will take it off. The son, they were a bit more like, well, you put it on internet.
Well, of course they were. surprise.
You know what I mean? You put it on internet, you put it online. I'm going, well, I goes, I know, but it was from my private page and blah, blah, blah. And they took the comments. And again, with the Sun article, it's a bit of a redneck as well. But whenever they post, so it's always the Rangers mad guy, you know. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I just feel like a Jake Ball when this was stuff like that. I mean, I feel like Mikey, you know, that there's, it didn't matter if I'm a Rangers fan or Celtic fan, so why didn't he put in who I support? I feel like fucking Mikey Carroll or something. Do you know that? The Rangers daft grappler and all that. And I'm like, girlfriend's a fellow Rangers fan and all that. And the picture they took last time was like me and her Rangers daps. I'm like, oh, you know what I mean? It's just gonna.
So
they never put it online. It's Daily Record, however, the next day published it and put it in the paper. But I was all right with it. It was actually quite nice. It was actually quite nice. They never done any of the Rangers daft shite and how I've got the Chinese delivery restaurant, whatever. I've not the Maze Kitchen. It was just straight to the point. It's your wee self and all that. And it was a lovely wee picture, which I'll get framed. So there you have it. That's a wee kind of story.
It's your wee self is nice, isn't it? Well, I mean, there you go. It's still no use. It's John. It's like you won't understand this, but when you're a celebrity, right?
Right.
You'll not understand this, John, right? When you're a celebrity, right? Just to explain to you for a second here. Me and Grado, right? Talking to celebrity. You'll not understand this, John, right?
No.
See for celebrities, aye. John, right?
Uh-huh.
And you'll not be able to kind of grasp this, right? But see when you're a celebrity, see when you're an important cultural figure, John, right? And you won't get this, right? You won't be able to grasp aye. This. But these are the kind of things you need to put up with, you know what I mean?
Yes. I don't know how you do it. I mean, you know, I got my birth was announced in the Falkirk Herald. There was no like big, you know,
Eurowings buff or
don't know, fucking I think, start telling me now that Falkirk's got a newspaper and all for fuck's sake.
I think my ma had maybe got like, you know how you get the announced the births and all that. I think my mom.
I thought they'd done that when you died.
Oh, they do that when for births as well. You should maybe get it in the. Does Stevenson have a newspaper?
The Address and Socket's Herald.
Address and Socket's, maybe you should do a wee bit. I'm surprised that's no front page, to be fair.
It's different for Falkirk, though, because you need to put the names in of people when they're born, because there's only like 7 people in Falkirk, isn't there? So it's like, it's big news when a new one comes along.
A new one.
What do you call people for Falkirk?
Just don't know.
Falkies.
What do you call people with that? But Kirkies. No. Well, not every place has a kind of name, because you've obviously got Glaswegians. What do you call some from Edinburgh, for example?
Edinburghers.
A chuchter.
Yeah.
You call them Edinburghers, that's what they're called, right?
Are they Edinburghers? Any chuchters?
No.
Nah, chuchters are way up north.
North of Dundee. North of Dundee, I would say, is chuchter. Or maybe not. See, maybe north of Stirling.
But you see, I think, I don't know about you, but I think John talks like a chuchter. Hey.
No, I see. See, this is the thing, though. It's
can
like
you go to the toilet?
Is that the Falkirk accent, John?
Well, Grado's kind of accentuating it, but it's, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, go for Falkirk. But what blows my mind is, to me, when I drive to Falkirk, it's only like about 10 minutes, really, for Glasgow. And then I'm like, how can the accent be that different? Like, yous are all talking like that. And of course, oh, he's a huddy. We signed him and he's a huddy. I'm like, what? There's only so. But then again, it's like that in Ayrshire because I didn't know. I mean, when I first started working in Johnston, never mind Glasgow, coming up for Ayrshire, I was like, I couldn't believe that folk in Glasgow never said core or seething or feeling sick and a leaving. And that blew my mind. I know. I thought just everybody kind of spoke like that.
The weirdest thing that hit me when I went up kind of across in Salcote's way for the first time was the fact that everybody was eating out of bins. I'm only kidding, people for three tunes. I would never say anything like that. Right. So let's see what the punters are saying. Listen, thanks to everybody after back of last week's Mr. Blobby chat, by the way, for sending the picture of Mr. It went big, didn't it, the Mr. Blobby chat last week. People loved it. But people were sending the picture of Mr. Blobby actor Barry Killerby being papped outside his house in 1993 with his Blobby costume and a big black bin bag, it looks like. Surely the best paparazzi pic ever. Got the picture here. Have a Google and you'll find it. So it's Barry Killerby, and have a search and you can just see. I mean, this guy's a total worker, isn't he? Look at him. He's here in a big black bag and on it and just looking out. He's a wrestler, right?
But it's his face, he's like, fuck. Oh no.
Kayfabe has been broken. He was out the Bobby out.
Aye.
He's like, what are you doing here?
Aye.
Anyway, Ian Drew Dice Clay, get in touch. Always getting in touch with cool stuff we've never seen. Points back to a previous clip when Blobby made a run in on Razor Ramon on Live and Kicking.
We've seen this before,
but we've seen this before.
Well, let's share it again.
Let's remind ourselves.
No. It's World Championship Wrestling, WCW, not WSW, World Sumo Wrestling. Take it away.
Blobby going for the sumo.
Yeah.
Razor staring them out. There we go.
Toothpick flat.
Toothpick right into the dome. Face.
Here's a question that only a wrestling...
Wolfpack music.
That's the deal, Rab. Right, what we're saying this is, 1998, 1999?
It must be earlier than that.
Right, how the chook did they... That's my word now, chook. How the hell did they get that CD? Do you know what I mean? Like, see, obviously... Right, well, in WCW, right, and all that, right, we're going to the United Kingdom for a tour. Take that CD with you in case you need to go on Live and Kicking to play it for it. Do you know what I mean? But how did they do that?
They must have just had it with them.
Aye, they probably did.
I mean, they would have had to have taken it if they were on tour. They would have to have had the music with them.
Aye, you're right. So they maybe got up. So maybe the music guy was in the hotel, and so somebody's went, Gonicky's, what number is Scott Hall's? Because we're going on Live and Kicking this morning. I'll burn you, Scott's thing. With
well, I've just went, could you make sure Scott Hall has his entrance music with him? And at that time, I suppose. Yeah. Now, I'm trying to see exactly when the Wolfpack would have been.
I don't remember WCW but being in the UK in 1998. I'm sure there's somebody out there going, oh, yeah, after, of course they came here, but I really don't. I thought there was quite a difference in time between early 90s to when WCW came back here in 2000. Is this boring chat?
But No, it's good chat. I'm just trying to check when WCW might have came in 1999 or late 98.
WCW.
Did you ever get to any of the WCW shows when it was over here?
No, I'd have loved it. I really wanted to when I first got into wrestling 2000, the one where Brett was here.
Ah, right. Grab, you must have been at a WCW show when it was over, was it?
I've never been to a WCW
not
show.
Really?
No. I can't remember. There was like a couple of the UK promoters booked the WCW stuff in like the early 90s, and a lot of the rings were used and like that. I'm sure there is a ring apron and a canvas with WCW on it that somebody's still got.
Well, clip with Scott Hall on Live and Kicking was, I think, maybe 1999.
Early 99.
I'm sure they did. Somebody will clear this up, but I'm sure
October 99. I've got it down to.
So what were they coming?
I don't remember them. I don't think they ever came to the UK in 99, did they?
No, definitely no. But so what were they promoting? Were they promoting
Halloween Havoc? It'd been Halloween Havoc they'd been promoting, wouldn't it?
But we could have bought that. It wasn't even we couldn't buy the pay-per-views.
Here's my theory here. My theory here is maybe it was only Scott Hall and some other guy who were promoting it. You know, was there something... See, around about 1990, how was it airing in the UK, WCW?
That's a good shout. Was it no Bravo? Was it no TNT? We had TNT and then...
It was Bravo, right?
Bravo. So somebody can give us a list.
So was he maybe we were promoting Bravo or something? Promoting the show on Bravo?
I've got a feeling it'll be the game. I think it'll be the computer game.
Oh, maybe. Let's see. Hold on. 1999. See, this is what people listening to this for. We're doing research live, on air. We're doing it.
You know what you should ask? You should ask Trevor McDonald. He'll know this shit if the game
is... The game's master. Well, I know, for example, that WCW Mayhem is a 1999 or 1998 game. I'm just going to check here.
That's what it'll be.
But it came out in September 99.
Well, this was October.
Is possible?
Aye, October 99, he's on Live and Kicking, so they'd be over promoting the game.
Oh, there you go. Would
that be this was then? October 99. Well, there you go. WCW Mayhem. That's what it'll be. We solved it. Because the European release of WCW Mayhem was September the 24th, 1999. So Scott Hall must have been out promoting WCW Mayhem.
Quick one, way I thought about Ian Drew Dice Clary Day, right? Because he loves Bret Hart that much.
Mm-hmm.
We get a motorbike delivered to the panel today, and you want to see this thing, right? It's pink, black, and white. And the guy delivering it was in a leather jacket, long, straggly black hair, right? Blue jeans, right? And I'm like, oh my god, mate, you're Bret Hart.
He was got like, a photo of him,
right? I wish I did, right? He was going, ha 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 ha. I goes, do you even know who Bret Hart is, mate? And he went, he says, he says, I used to work in the cat house. He says, probably would have been 93, 94. He says, Bret Hart came into the cat house with The Undertaker and Tatanka. And he says all night they were just coming up and honing their notes going, play Ozzy Osbourne, play ACDC. And he says, I don't know much about wrestling. He says, but they were brand new. They were in the cat. Who's mad? How mad is that? Taker's been in the catty.
That's a brilliant story. So that would have been the Rampage tour.
Aye, and it's funny because Bob was next to me and I went, Bob, I goes, I don't think you realise this is one of the best stories I've ever heard. And he went, I know you'd like that story. Oh, Bret Hart lookalike, man.
Holy shit, man. That's it. Yeah, amazing.
Isn't it?
Amazing stuff. Here we go. Ants Harkins reached out to us. And he says, just listen to the 100th show. Brilliant from start to finish. Big congratulations to Grado on the birth of his baby.
Oh, thank you.
About Mox being in recovery was why I felt the need to send a message. I have battled with drinking and drugging since I was 18. I'll be 30 in February. I started my journey of recovery 3 years ago. It's took me to some dark places. I'm 102 days sober today. If anyone else messages that is struggling, sharing this might help them. It's no hard. It's a long, hard journey, but we do recover, keep the shows coming. That's amazing. 102 days sober is absolutely brilliant, mate.
Get in there, man. You see, the thing is, a lot of folk that get addiction issues, it's like every day is a battle because, you know, they might have managed to kind of recover for it, but it still doesn't stop the temptation in their head constantly. It could be morning, noon, and night. So it is a battle. It's a matter of, that's why when you hear people saying that I'm an alcoholic, but I've no drank in like 30 years. Well, the thing is, it's because they're still waking up every morning and they're stopping themselves for taking alcohol.
Your man here, Ants, is, you know, considering these, you know, you've been dealing with it for he was 18 until he was,
wow, man,
you know, until where he is the new. Yeah, he's going to be 30 in February. Well, let's hope, man, just stick in there, keep sticking in, have a nice sober birthday in February, and you're going to be making some amazing progress. Keep going,
He's done the hard work, man. He has done the hard work. I would just keep watching your YouTube videos of folk inspirations and forums and stuff like that.
Yep. Thanks to Nice to Wrestlers, who sent us another instance of wrestling and football with an article saying, look at his fucking name, man. Pierre-Emerick
Aubameyang.
Aubameyang. Thank you. Thinks he'd win an Arsenal Royal Rumble and he'd come out to the Undertaker's music and he would use Jeff Hardy's finisher. Any real wrestling fan, let me tell you something. Any real wrestling fan would say something like that, by the way. I would come out to the Undertaker's music and I'd use Jeff Hardy's finisher. I don't, you know what I mean?
You've got a point.
Yeah, a real wrestling fan would go, it would be this song that would be my entrance.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because they've already thought about it. They thought about it. See, if I ever became a wrestler, this would be my entrance song. They would never go, you know, you'd never go, oh, I'm going to come out to Kane's music. You'd never fucking say that.
They would go like, I can't think of a song now, but I would use that as...
Can't think of any songs in the history
but
of...
The first song that came into my head was Tattoo, All the Things She Said, but Victoria used that. All the things she said, running through my head,
Hey, on a football note, thanks to Coach Tripp, who points a clip that Rab might not be happy about.
You're not going to be happy with this, Rab.
Turn this off.
This has been on a Rangers Twitter feed, Rab, about the news that Giovanni Brian Bronckhorst might be coming to Rangers.
There you go, mate. And you're in an orange T-shirt, the orange of Netherlands. There you go.
Well, listen, you know what? My comedy is for everybody. Hopefully. So even my comedy's for everybody, even Rangers fans. So it actually doesn't bother me at all. As we're getting closer to Christmas, Alistair's found this festive film called Santa's Sleigh, right? He says he was looking at films to watch on Prime and it popped up and fucking Goldberg's in it as a nutjob Santa.
Wow.
Let's see this.
I think I've seen that.
According to the Book of Claus, Santa, Satan's only son, lost a bet and was forced to spread Christmas cheer. But now, all bets are off.
Santa?
Yes, there is a Santa Claus. Ho, ho, hoes.
Santa Claus is oh my God.
Legs.
There you have it.
What the hell, man? I've no idea this existed.
I mean, I take it that it's no Owens film.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Big Goldberg. What Goldberg had to do for money before the Saudi Arabia shows came along. Was it Saudi Arabia? Saudi Arabia, right? Okay.
What's your favourite Christmas movie?
My favourite Christmas movie is...
You got one, John?
Probably It's a Wonderful Life. It's my favourite Christmas
movie. I like that old black and white thing.
Aye.
I'll try watch that, man. No chance.
I mean, the Elf's the popular choice, but I'm a sucker for Love Actually. I'll be honest with you. I'm a total sucker
John.
For Love Actually.
Oh, come on now, John.
Sorry.
You know, years ago, I had the idea years ago of doing a podcast about Love Actually. That's how much I hated it. I hate Love Actually so much. I wanted to do a podcast.
Tell me why you hate it though,
so much. Every episode, I just have a different guest on and we talk about why we hate Love Actually so much. I just hate it, Gredo. I fucking hate it.
God, I'm saying, when it starts off in the airport, then what happens again? Somebody gets a record contract.
There's about 10 different stories, they're all going along, and it's just, there's one bit I like in it. I like one bit in the whole film. Everybody's a fucking weirdo, and it's just, I don't know. Sorry, John.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not going to yuck.
Rab's seen Nisbet's in it.
Yeah, see, it's Gregor Fisher, isn't it? Aye. Mega fishing. Before we go into the next bit, I don't know. I put this up on our Twitter of the clip of White Seamus's white noise being used in a shoot fight. Would you like to see this?
That was a cracker. You've seen this, Rob? It's a great clip.
I would like to see it again.
This inspired the question: have you ever used a wrestling move in a shoot fight? But I'll show you this clip first for all our audio listeners. This will make. See it on our Twitter. And if you're an audio listener, here we go. This is it.
This boy comes flying in, caught. Tucks a heat nice, doesn't he?
Nice.
It's a cracking clip, man. Hope the guy's alright.
Do we know that this guy's alright before we're sharing this about?
I think he'll be fine. I mean,
he looked like he was alright, didn't he?
He took the bump well.
It's all fake, mate.
The punter's a kid on, isn't it? It's all kid on. They go in touch. Hey, big boy Bruno says he once used a spear during an army on the night out, promptly get battled after it. Pablo once pedigreed somebody who was trying to mug him. I don't believe that. I don't believe you never got a pedigree on, no chance. Johnny says, moves used in shoot fights. My pal, who's a big lad, frog splashed me off a bench after a night out in Kirkcaldy when we were about 19. Winded him and he couldn't get up for about 10 minutes. Jokes on him though, because it helped him get his hole, he says. He thinks that the lassie felt sorry for him. Also heard that somebody RKO'd the John Cena guy of Walkabout fame. You know who I mean, if you went there for pay-per-views. You have any idea what this means?
I went for a few things, but I don't remember this guy.
Dressed like John Cena. Somebody RKO'd him with the bonnet of a motor outside the pub during WrestleMania 31 or 32. That sounds like a true story. Hazy says, I DDT'd a mate in a metal fence once when we were 13. He's still got the dent in his teeth. Well, now 36. Martin says, Martin says, if Grado didn't scream, it's yourself. When his daughter was born, they missed a belt. Or did you do that, Grado?
I didn't do that, no.
It's amazing how it doesn't come into your head, these things in these moments. Now, in tribute to Wee Perry, we asked for your baby wrestling puns
This
week's pun in. So here we go. Damien, get in touch with.
Can I give mine just in case somebody says it? Because I thought about it, right? I need to remember it now. Right, it's no name, but it's a catchphrase. Breastfeed me more. Right, okay. There you go. Oh, yeah, John.
Damien, go in touch with Brian Danielson, Pram Bam Bigelow, and Bib Vicious. Ryan says Jerry the King Toddler.
Ooh, risky.
Kaz says Cot Steiner. Andy says Dribble H. Pretty good. Louise says Rick Brood and Kevin Nappy Rash. Mark says Manuro Suki Suki. All right.
Is that right to say that?
Is that all right? Alistair says Big Papa Breast Pump. That's a good one. Graham says Wayne the Rock Johnson. Sloppy Steak says Braun Baby Growman. I'm Breastfed Johnson.
Oh, there you go.
The Nation of Sleep Deprivation and Nursery Mysterio.
That's so bad it's good. Nursery Mysterio.
George Frank says Trimester Sexy. Baby Boy Smith. And Cresh Holly.
Cresh Holly's brilliant, man.
Cresh Holly is a belter.
Cresh Holly's brilliant, man.
Willie Jake says Scotty Two Potty.
Scotty Two Potty.
Andrew Savage says Embryo Man Reigns. Tommy BTD says Tommy Tippy Dreamer.
I would never have got that until last week when I had to set that up, the Tommy Tippy this.
Ghost Hanks Gaming says Anthony Ogogo Gagaga.
Brilliant.
And Bib Baker. Giovanni says Shinsuke Napimura. Jordy says Nappy Sack Rider. Oh,
I've just saw one that's coming up and I'm fucking pissing myself.
Yokosuda Cream.
That's brilliant.
Big Biological Daddy Cool Diesel. Stevie says Diaper Niven. And the Newborn Outlaws.
This is the best
and one. And Cowboys with a winner, I think here, says Frankie Cesarian. And if you want to get in touch with us about any of that or just random wrestling related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or emails at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. Right, now every week we separate the Ricky Starks for the Ricky Martins as we bury and put our stuff to the world of wrestling.
He's back
to the world of wrestling. Grado hasn't been watching much wrestling stuff, has to be said. He didn't even watch Full Gear.
Oh God, that was a pay-per-view, wasn't it?
Right, so no spoilers for Grado, right?
No spoilers to
so
watch.
Craig got in touch, wants to put over one for Grado. Congratulations on the birth of his beautiful daughter, Perry.
Oh, thank you, Craig.
He says, I also had a baby girl born on the 5th of November and took inspiration from Rhea Ripley to call her Rhea.
Oh, brilliant.
LOL, Mrs. was okay with it, so all good. Very nice. Rhea's a nice name.
Good on you, Craig. That's a beautiful name.
Willie wants to put over MJF versus Darby and the six man for Full Gear. Also put over the way AEW are building Dante Martin by having Dante Martin by having a load of teams trying to recruit him. The boy's spectacular and should be treated like a big deal. I like that boy. Sean wants to bury the lack of promotion for Survivor Series. One of the big four and been fuck all. Poor full gear, though some matches weren't as good as hoped, but overall a good show. I noticed this. Did you notice that they announced the teams for Survivor Series just on Twitter? Just like, almost just like a wee guy running his own wrestling promotion with his wrestling figures just going, aye, so the teams are going to be this guy, that guy, that guy, that guy. And then the other one's going to be this guy, that guy. I was like, what?
It's really weird. I mean, I quite enjoyed when they were doing the kind of run-ins and, you know, it was like Raw versus Smart. I quite enjoyed all that part. And then when they added NXT into it, but this year has just been fucking nothing.
I think they should just sack Survivor Series, man.
Do you think they should just get shot at it now?
Just get fucking rid of it. Just get rid of it. Martin Taylor puts our MJF as the best heel in wrestling for a long time. Can't help but love to hate him. His match with Darby was class, and he's underrated in the ring, in my opinion. We all love MJF. Everybody loves MJF. Jimmy in Germany wants to put our Eddie Kingston versus CM Punk and Big Brido versus Big Miro. Stevie G leaving Rangers. Oh, rank podcast, he says. Dave wants to put our AEW stick in the landing on the longest storyline with Paige winning the strap. Sorry, Grado. Spoiler, in a classic with Omega. And wants to bury Danhausen breaking his leg. Sooner he's in the AEW main roster, the better. We all love Danhausen.
See, since we're doing spoilers, can I ask Grado about something?
Right.
We had a debut at Full Gear from TNA days, Grado. A Mr. Jay Lethal popped up.
Oh, he is the man.
What do you make of that? What do you think? How do you think he'll do?
Oh, man. I mean, it was only the time. Because obviously with the Ring of Honor contract and stuff like that, he is the best. He is the best. I actually wrestled him in Aberdeen once. So did. Aye. He's great. He's a great guy, man. Total great guy. You had that feeling when he was in Ring of Honor. I know that he was wasted there, but he'd been there for years and years, so it'd be good to see him actually get a wee show at wrestling the likes of where one of the guys that run in EW. Do you know
he's going straight into TNT running his challenge, Sammy Guevara. I think that's
fantastic.
I think that match is happening this week actually on Dynamite.
Fantastic. Oh, God. Yeah, Jay Lethal actually liked a video on Instagram of me when I took a video of you, Rab, in London when you were looking at Billy Corgan.
Oh.
And I put it on Instagram and he was like, oh, that's funny as fuck.
Paul wants to put her full gear. Magic. Tony can't take my money. He wants to put her episode 100 in the return of Billy Gaddy. Happy about Daddy Grado. Happy about Games Master next week. Fear and loathing this weekend. And he's burying nothing. Great week. He's in a good mood. Kev wants to put our Hangman Adam Page's entrance at full gear. And wants to put over Excalibur as a commentator. He's brilliant. He is brilliant. Martin McDade wants to put our AEW full gear. Thoroughly enjoyed the entire show. And wants to bury the rubbish battle of brand supremacy at Survivor Series each year. Nobody fucking cares. They can't sell that any of the stars of allegiances to each show. The draft was only a month ago. Gee's peace. I know. Gee's peace with that.
Grab, I'm going to ask you about Full Gear because I've not really heard what you thought of Full Gear. Did you see it?
Yes, I did. I agree that it wasn't as great a show as maybe some of us had hoped. I love the Hangman Page stuff, love the Miro match, loved Punk and Kingston. I can't imagine watching a AEW show at the minute that I'm not going to find loads to love in it. You know what I mean? That's just how I feel. P. McBee wants to put it all the way. You keep using my Mr. Blobby idea for last week. And wants to bury the whole build-up of Survivor Series, disrespecting wrestlers by adding them and then removing them for the teams. And the whole authority figure, not authority figure thing at Adam Pearce. Total farce. It's a mess. It's a mess, the booking of WWE. You know. It's a shambles. That was a good bit. That silence, you should keep that in.
Woo! Wrestling Daft listeners, get yourself to beer52.com/wrestling because we want you to get some free beer over the Christmas period. Get yourself in the mood for Christmas with craft beer for Beer 52, and our listeners are going to get 2 extra free beers, so that's 10 free beers. All you need to do is go to beer52.com/wrestling, cover the postage cost, it only costs $5.95. This is the world's largest beer club, where every member is sent a different case every month, different theme, and it usually comes from a different part of the world. You're going to get a magazine sent to you, a wee snack, and you can pick. If you don't like dark beer, you choose the light option, and you can pause and you can cancel anytime you want. So head to that website, www.beer52.com/lesswrestling. Pay the $5.95 postage and get on it now. Remember, this month you can get two extra free beers for free. Beer52.com, that's the word beer, then the numbers 5 and 2. Listen, if you want to have a wee try, a wee beers for all the globe, then this is right up your street. John, you are a beer connoisseur, and you love putting over Beer 52, am I right?
Oh, aye. They did like a Croatian box recently, which was brilliant. I really, really enjoyed that. I love a beer. Love a beer. And look, Rab's got in the Christmas mood as well. He's got a Christmas jumper on today.
Have you?
Don't have a Christmas jumper on, actually. It's a Puma. It's a Puma sports top.
It's like a bandana. I love that.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Aye.
Got matching trousers as well, so.
Hey, have it, mate. I did comment on that to you the last time when we were in London together. I like the way you dress.
Thanks,
you've got stuff that nobody else has got, like trainees and all that. I'm like, where the hell did you get them? And it's a sign of a mark of a man that you are. Anyway,
and then you could be that kind of guy if you sign up for Beer 52.
That's what you need to do. Taste these beautiful beers. John is going to be cracking open one of these at the end of the podcast. These are delicious. They're beautiful. There are a whole range of styles to compare and learn about in that one wee box. Beer52.com/rest.
It's time now for the run-in. The run-in is spectacular. It's where we invite you, the listeners, to do a run-in. Sometimes it's a punter. Sometimes it's somebody that listens to the show. Sometimes it's a strange random. And sometimes it's a legend. A legend in the world of Scottish wrestling. A friend of ours. The man who needs no introduction. The man who we knew in our youth as Adam Shame. A man who is now known in ICW as the one and only Coach Trip. A heel, by the way.
A heel.
A shit heel. The one and only Coach Trip is here joining us for the run-in tonight.
The Paisley Wrecking Machine is on the line.
There we go. If I turn that around, there we go. Are we no brand new? Are we all right?
Oh, mate, you've dropped a couple of pun.
Aye, just a couple. Just
no,
a
you
couple.
Have? No, how much have you lost?
3 stone.
Fucking hell.
What we've got here is Big Shamer looks like he's sitting in a van or something, but it's like we're talking to you. It's either like a polis on a stakeout or something, or like a murderer in the back of a van. Kind of, it's such a weird scene.
No, my second motor's there because I've just finished the Chinese. I've worked right all day today, and then I've just finished the Chinese. Well, nobody else in the entry wants a curry, so I'm presuming that's it done. Okay. Aye, they're all early birds. They're all jeans, man. They've got to have their dinner at tea time, then they settle down.
I have to say, by the way, anyway, big man, you're looking really well.
Yes, man.
You're fucking looking really good.
You're looking really good. Yeah. Because what I was going to say is, I remember when I would ask, Shima would tell me he was on a diet before, and he'd go, yeah, this is what I do, right? First week, you cut out the ginger, right? Second week, you cut out the crisps and the ginger. And the third week, you cut out the sweeties and the chocolate, the ginger.
You need to build up to the sweeties.
It's not easy.
Is that what you've done this time, Ren?
No, this exercise, this diet that I've come up with it myself.
Right.
Honestly, I've come up with this diet myself. Right. It's called eat less and exercise more. And I think it's foolproof, mate. Honestly, I can see it catching on.
Is it working? It's working for you, man. You're looking good. Have you got is it just the light in there? Have you got a bit of a tan on the go as well?
Aye, well, because it's feeling loathing.
Aye. I've got a wee bit of a glow gun. I mean, it's took me a few pound coins, but it's worth it.
Right, fear and loathing this weekend.
Yes.
Excited.
Mega excited. I think everybody's always excited. Good, I'll tell you, for any fear and loathing, it's a the WrestleMania,
the big one,
ICW, and everybody is excited about it and always will be. And I know this weekend I'm mega excited about it as well.
It's an interesting one, isn't it? Because you look at the, I've been looking at the, you know, they've been promoting it and stuff like that and kind of pushing out the pictures for the matches and stuff like that. And you kind of go, my God, there's so many new people here.
Aye.
You know what I mean? There's such a lot of young people and new faces this time around. So that must be a kind of new thing as well. Like you're heading out there for a Fear and Loathing and there's like a lot of new talent.
Aye, but to be honest, it's not a watered down version of Fear and Loathing by any means. It's no, we've not brought in the reins. No, I mean, they packed the card. These young guys that are on there, I mean, the talent that they've got, I mean, I've been so surprised by what I've seen. And that's not writing off anybody at all, but I just, I've had my eyes opened to a lot of new talents who have had a lot of time over lockdown to kind of really knuckle down, put the work in and hone their craft. And I mean, the product I think that they're putting out on the network, I'm really, really happy with a lot of them. I know
the closed doors thing, I mean, you're doing a lot of work behind closed doors and stuff like that, and that must have gave a lot of new talent a good chance to kind of just brush up on their skills and stuff like that, before going out in front of an audience.
There was a lot of, you know, it was like a filming scenario, you know what I mean? You were making movies in a sense. There wasn't like a live match in front of a live crowd. If there was a way of bettering something, you know what I mean? You know, from a TV point of view, it could have stopped, you could have changed the camera angle, you could have reshot it. It was very much a TV show, but it's introduced a lot of young wrestlers to how TV works. And I think that's improved them before putting them back out in front of a live crowd.
What's the curtain sell it going to be this weekend? What's the matches that you're looking forward to? Which is it that's gone down that you think, I can't wait to see that?
Oh, well, the match that I'm going to be in the corner of Jason and Bungard, mate, that's the biggie. That's the biggie for me. You've got another couple of cracking matches. You've got Earl Jackson. I mean, he's in the title picture. DCT's in there with Thatcher Wright. Right. I mean, that's going to be a good gin. The tag match for the titles, the 9-9 against the Kings of the North. Two amazing tag teams. That's going to be quality. The King Insanity match with Booty and Stevie.
I would love to see that. You know that they're going to tear it up, that match.
That's going to be ridiculous. I just think that both nights, Andy Wilde in there with Demo, you know what I mean? It's just going to be...
God, is it actually? That does look amazing. That does sound brilliant, you know. And I'm sure as well, knowing Dallas, he'll have a couple of surprises up his sleeve as well.
It's Fear and Loathing, mate. That's the way it goes. It's the biggie. And I mean, and everybody's pumped for it. And it's going to be the best show put out this year. I mean, and it will get loads of views on that network.
Well, it's a fact as well, but it's the Battlelands, isn't it? That's the crowd.
I don't need to tell you. You tell everybody else. You tell the listeners what it feels like getting into that venue, mate.
The Battlelands, it's just because you know the history. You go backstage, you see the stars up in the wall, just there is an atmosphere to it. It's got that feeling of like just the prestige. And it's also like, especially when we first started going here, it was like, well, that delighted that we managed to get a wrestling ring in there, because you went there, you seen all your concerts and all the famous folk that have been there all the years. But for the Barris to actually put on a wrestling show, and by the way, it looks amazing for a wrestling show. It looks amazing. I see that we always put the ring up in a wee bit of a platform so that the crowd can see it better. Don't get me wrong, there's no very much room backstage at all, but that doesn't matter. The crowd are just fucking amazing. And I think it's just, it gees the boys up as well, because this is a lot of places where they have went to see their favourite bands and their favourite gigs. So they've got that in the back of their head as well. It's like
everybody's got a bit of history, ain't they, with the Barras, and that's like, you know, I think that helps even the punters. People hearing this, they can still get tickets. So people hearing this and now, they can still, because I think for a lot of people they know as well, it's like, nobody wants to kind of bookend that far in advance either, you know what I mean? Nobody's wanting to buy tickets for stuff that far in advance, because the next thing you know, some guy at work's at COVID and, you know what I mean, you're not going anywhere. So I think it's like, you know, that's a thing. There's still time when people hear this, there will still be time to pick up some tickets and get down there, because it will just...
I'm telling you, this podcast goes out on the Friday. No, I mean, the show is on the Saturday and the Sunday. Please, listeners, if you're listening to this and you love wrestling and you're local and can get a ticket to this, I advise you, please go and get a ticket, because you will not be disappointed. You've been struggling for so long. You've not had this in your life. You will love this. Just please come to it and you won't be disappointed, I promise you.
You deserve it. I think people there deserve it. You deserve a night out of the wrestling, man. Two nights out of the wrestling. Mm-hmm. You deserve it.
I'm only glad that the last show that we'd done before it all shut down was the Big Family Bash, because that was fantastic.
Aye.
No, I mean, honestly, I've never felt had a feel good after a show so much in my life. I mean, walking away after that Pavilion show.
And you would never have thought, but Shamo, that was going to be like the last show for, you know, big crowd like that until what, how many years? Well, it's no years, but you know what I mean, how many months? It's like a year and a half in it, but seriously, it was like literally like Nicola announced on the Friday that stuff was going to stop on the Monday, and it was a bit kind of, would there be a day here? But I know, man, I can't believe it's been that long, really, for folk to be starved at a big wrestling show like that.
Right, Shamer, what about Tony Khan? What about Tony Khan? Do you love him? Have you been watching AEW stuff?
I'm paying my
money. I know you're on the network, by the way, right? I know you're on the network, but,
No, but I don't know if I'll get me into trouble, but I pay my money to fight. And I actually watch it. I've been watching it. I can't do with all this ITV4 carry on. I mean, I've not got the time for that. And I'm not technical minded, so my virgin box, I'm not good at recording stuff. So I'm better just paying the money and going into Fight TV and just watching Dynamite and watching all that.
See any time anybody goes, I'm not good at recording it, that's when you fucking know. You know what I mean? You know. You need to keep it simple for these people. See, people of your generation that still say, I recorded that last night, but we're still using VHSs, man. It's no for us, isn't it, no?
I've still got a Betamax, mate.
Hey, better quality of Betamax. Betamax should have won. Right, mate. Well, listen, thanks so much for jumping on. I know you've been busy and all that, and I know you've been, like, working out, getting tans, all that kind of stuff. What weight are you?
16.8.
Beautiful.
I'm fucking gutted. I'm raging. I was
up at 275, and I wasn't happy.
Same as the Rock.
Aye, I know, but he'd been thinking of a dabble at me, mate. He's up at 5 a.m. He probably eats more pizza than me, but
I must
see the amount of pancakes he eats, the Rock.
No,
but he's no pro too.
Well, that's it. well, before you go, you need to talk to us about that.
Tell us about Pro 2, man.
The Pro 2 show?
I had done Pro 2.
There was a van and everything. When I saw on Facebook, they've got a motor and Pro 2. Yep. Everything's all merchandised up.
Aye.
How was that experience, working with Pro 2?
I went there and I was instantly wanting to be the top man there, showing that I still had that. I mean, I wasn't going there as coach trip. I was going there as the shamer. And no matter who they put in front of me, I want to be the top guy there. And I've told them that since day one, and went in there and I got myself right through to the final of the title, and Saqib Ali beat me for that. So,
you're going to go again?
I'll go again. I'll always go again.
Are you the number one contender?
I will be. I promise you.
What's the office? What's the Pro 2 office like? How are they?
Let's say the pencil sharp, put it that way. Pencil sharp. They're thinking on the spot.
Hey, Shamer, are you booked for the show in Irvine at the Bounce Station?
Well, I can't give that away.
Okay.
I was just
trying to get him a wee plug.
Gredo, are you booked? Are you? Are you going to Gredo?
No, I'm at Paramount.
Shamer, let's see. I watch a lot of basketball, right? And quite often what happens is you get the players, right? And then they go away to the Olympics, right? The basketball players, and then they end up, they get in other players' ears to say, like, come to your team and all that, right? Who would you love to see go Pro 2?
Next days, mate.
Gredo.
March Nemesis. No, join. Come on. Come on, the one guy that I choke slammed off a window ledge in Aldrossan.
That was in, not that was in co-winning. Odrossan was in the island board and the when you busted me open and the old what was it you said again? Just enjoy it, brother.
Open, enjoy it, brother.
Oh, that was the best, man.
Adam, before you go, can you confirm, because this happened on the, we're talking about this in the show, is the bounce station at Irvine, is it a soft play? Because it sounds like a soft play.
I believe it is. I'm sure there must be enough room for a wrestling ring somewhere, whether it's in the foyer. I don't know.
You're going to be wrestling in a ball pond. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. You're going to be wrestling in a ball pond.
I don't want to get away, but I might do a sin car entrance.
Beautiful. Man, thanks so much for coming on. Right, have a good one at the weekend.
Mate. Right, guys, buy tickets for ICW Fear and Loathing this weekend.
Cut off before he did his plug.
Sure, ICW into Google and you'll be able to get the tickets.
Yeah, there's still tickets available on Ticketmaster. I've just checked there just now. Ticketmaster.co.uk. You can get tickets right now.
Get them.
Wrestling Daft has teamed up with Platinum CBD. It's for Columbia Care. It's the world champion in the CBD world. We are giving you the opportunity to try it for hee-haw damn. Oh, that's right. It's free. All you need to do is head to the website, call-care.uk, use the discount code DAFTFREE on the one word. Remember that website, call-care.uk, and the discount code DAFTFREE. Try the 10% oil or their capsules for nothing. CBD, it helps you with a number of daily issues that you struggle through. Your sleeping, your chronic pain, anxiety, depression, stress, inflammation, your gut issues, brain fog, and many, many more. The post-world lockdown, where our mental health might not be the strongest, this can be a lifesaver for some. They brought their expertise for the CBD in America, and have created a sophisticated wellness range. It has the oil and peppermint, the unflavoured, and the easy-to-take soft gel capsules. All of the range is free for THC. You're not getting any of that gain in it. It's vegan-friendly, 100% organic, and backed with scientific research. And it ensures you that you're getting a premium CBD product every single time. And I've said before on here before, I get messages two or three texts a week asking about CBD oil because they hear about it talking on the Wrestling Daft podcast. I always say to them, well, do you know what? If you're going to try it, go with Platinum CBD. Because for me, when I've took it in the past, and I want to take it a wee bit again, because I'll be getting this, I'm getting this panel schedule and then the radio and stuff like that. And, you know, sometimes if you, you know, the lack of sleep and the brain fog and remembering lines and all that kind of carry on, it does really, really help you. So I can't recommend this enough. I've recommended it to a couple of other people. A couple of wrestlers have messaged me and I've said, wow, what a sleep I got, or it's helped me with anxiety and stuff like that. So loads of people are talking about it. Loads of people are talking about it on Twitter. Don't sit back, sit up. That's all I'm saying. Now you can sort yourself with a cheeky discount, as I've said before. All you need to do is use the Daft Free code at call-care.uk and let us know how you get on.
You just made the list!
It's a return to big live wrestling events this weekend as ICW presents Fear and Loathing at the Barrowlands. Also, at the weekend, AEW had a cracker of a pay-per-view as Hangman Page finally got his hands in the title at Full Gear. So this week, the patrons voted between best AEW pay-per-views and best ICW moments, and 82% of the vote, ICW moments got the nod. And as we have one of the greatest to ever step inside an ICW ring with us, Grado is going to tell us his top three moments.
Shock horror. I'm not going to include myself in any of these because what's the point? It's been done to death. I'm always putting myself over. I want to actually put myself in, you know, my own shoes, funnily enough, and think back and go, wow, what was the best moments that I can remember in ICW? I've definitely got one and two worked out, but the third, I'm struggling to, because there is that many. It could be debuts at the SEC, seeing Billy Kirkwood every time he came out at another venue, and which got bigger with a bigger crowd, was always amazing. Standing backstage and watching Billy go out there and get the crowd G'd up, and then watching the first match go on. There's so many amazing memories that, just because it grew and it grew and it grew over the years. This has just popped in my head there for number three, and I think I'm going to use it just because I've watched it back a few times. I think for me, my number three is got to be the Viper in the DCT wedding, which was ordained by none other than Rob Florence himself.
I was in that bit.
That was brilliant. I love that. I love that. That was better than any sort of American wedding on TV. You need to get yourself to watch that. DCT's involved in it. Bram's in it. Viper. Who else is on it?
Bram, DCT. I'm trying to remember who else was there. I remember doing a bit of low blow business and all yep. that.
Mm-hmm. I was going to put the still game appearance because that was great as well. But I want to kind of do that one of the kind of segmented things to be at number three. But in actual fact, when I was thinking about number two, for me, the second thing that just sticks in my mind is the Lionheart tribute show that we've done after Adrian passed. Again, just with everybody at ringside, everybody together. It was just a horrible, horrible time, but it brought everybody together because, I mean, I still can't believe Lionheart's no ways. I still can't believe it. I still think about it all the time. I can't believe that he's no, you know, for example, he'd be orgied up for Fear and Loathing this weekend. He'd be cutting the promos. I'm sure he'd have some online angle with somebody and he would all be set for the weekend. So, but that is just, it was just a celebration of his life and just to see how much he meant to a lot of people was the Adrian tribute show. My number one is probably going to be just because it was kayfabe for somebody like me because I can't hold my own water, but it has to be without a doubt Drew returning to ICW 2014. Superb. Stood up and because one of the boys, like, you don't want to miss this, you don't want to miss this. So I was up in the crowd at the ABC, which is sadly no longer there anymore, which is fucking heartbreaking. Lights go out. Drew appears. He looks like a fucking giant compared to everybody else. Takes out Divers, takes out can't remember who else. And then his promo was just superb because then it that kind of was the start of Drew getting to where he is now. He's the former world champion. And that was the path he took for that night. Things kind of definitely spiced up. So there's loads of memories. That's probably the night I'll probably sleep and think of other things, but there is that many that I can't actually fit them into three memories. And there you have it.
Beautiful stuff. Let's see what the punters are saying in that, because a lot of your listeners are very familiar with ICW and have been, you know, this isn't just people talking about, you know, stuff, wrestling stuff they've seen on the telly. There's a lot of these people are people that are in the room when these things happen. So it gives it, you know, a wee bit merrier shine. Brian says the Dudley Boys turn it up at the Hydro. Stephen says the Good Housekeeping series and Grado winning the world title and his return at Shug's House Party. Jackie Polo versus Lionheart 2 at the Barras. Michael says Harto winning the belt at Fear and Loathing. Mark says death match with Whippy and Havoc. The match itself was a spectacle I had to see travel down. Spent my 29th birthday watching a death match in the garage. Westy says Grado winning the belt after Drew. Lionheart defeating Just Justice.
Brilliant moment, that.
And Team Dallas versus Team Red. John says Queens of Insanity. Big sexy Kevin Nash at Fear and Loathing and Harpo winning the world title. Paul says Fergal Devitt almost ending up in the Tyne River at the Riverside in Newcastle.
Brilliant.
Mistress Sapphire says first ever Glasgow street fight. Lionheart versus Just Justice, Jackie Polo. Kaylee Ray versus Carmel, the whole series. Mm-hmm. And DCT versus Bram, the whole thing. Ian says Joe Hendry's entrance at that very Fear and Loathing that we had pictured. What one would that have been then, John?
That would have been the one where Grado won the title.
Ah, right.
The big come down in the ball.
Joe Hendry's entrances they were so great, man. They're so great. And I remember, like, on the show, actually, where I came to today, the wedding thing, Joe had a match that night and did the whole entrance bit on it. And after it, when he came back, I was just, like, standing beside him. I think it was the first time I kind of met Joe. And I was standing beside him, and I was like, mate, that was amazing. You're brilliant. You're brilliant, mate. He was just like, thanks. I was like, that was fucking brilliant, mate. That was brilliant. You know what I mean? Johnny says Grado's title win. Have an amazing video with the crowd after he gets a win, which involves me falling off my pal's shoulders.
Send me it.
Send it. DCT's stag wedding. There you go. Noam versus Drew. I think it was Noam's farewell match at the time. Lionheart's title win. Too many others. Brian Bamford says Carmel versus Liam Thompson. Storyline they managed to tell was amazing. for Liam turning his back on Carmel at Baromania, to Carmel returning at Fear and Loathing to screw Liam out of the title, building up to the two of them later having a match at Square Go 5. Jamie says Grado beating Drew at the SECC is definitely top ICW moment for me. Never heard a crowd erupt like that before. And it just shows you, I mean, I think it just shows you there as well just how many different things people were saying there.
Aye.
It just shows you the massive amount of quality stuff ICW booked over the years.
Oh, because you would come on, I remember when ICW would post the next day, what were your favourite moments for last night? And obviously we're all long, who's going to see my match or whatever, but there was never really that one thing that everybody agreed on. There was that many different amazing moments, whether it be a spot in a match, an appearance, an entrance, it had absolutely everything. And I'm sure it'll be like that on Sunday.
Aye.
And Saturday.
And aye.
Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, Sunday.
Now, there's loads more content at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. Bonus episodes, extra content, get involved with our community. Know what we need? I was thinking about this. We need a Discord.
We need a Discord.
I don't know what that means. That's today with Discord.
A Discord is like a chat room that only the patrons of Wrestling Daft can use.
Let's do it.
Set up a Discord so we can kind of just talk about wrestling chat, and it's easy for me and Grado and Johnny to just jump in and have a wee blether with everybody. So we'll get a Discord sorted out. Get yourself involved. Sign up to one of your tiers at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. More content coming soon. Get on our official Discord, which we're going to set up. John's like shrugging because he has no idea what a Discord is. But let's get it sorted out. I listen to a Brooklyn Nets podcast and they have their official Discord and it's great. Just jump in there and all the boys are all chatting about Kyrie Irving not getting vaccinated and all that. It's brilliant. So if you fancy that and becoming one of our patrons, sign up now at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft as we would love to welcome you to the roster. Now, every week we jump into the virtual car and tell some of the funny and embarrassing moments of your lives in the form of a road story. But we've been asking for fictional stories lately. We want to hear your fiction writing. And Brian got in touch. And this time, how do I put this? Well, he sent us through a script, a full script. So rather than being in a car, now I've not seen this. I've not looked at this. Grado's not looked at it. John's seen it. So he's smiling now. This week we're going to jump in a taxi and perform this sketch script sent by Brian. Here we go. Introduction by Rab Florence, it says here. You know, when you're one of the boys, you're one of the family. And just like the WWE family, when they notice you can be left at the side of the road and you're Jack Todd and nothing but bills to pay. This is one of them times, and you go to get yourself a taxi. Now, here's some writer's notes for Brian here that he sent in. He says, I'd lean more on any opportunity to remind folk that WWE sacked a bunch in the pandemic and don't give a fuck about talent, right? But of course, this is an editorial decision for you, right? You set it up. Exact words, no scripted. You're an award-winning comedian. Have some fun with it. Find your voice. But general gist is below. And he Googled Glasgow reference. Could swap out the pipe works for whatever the local BDSM club is called in Glasgow. As if I would fucking know that, right?
I kind of swapped that out for the garage.
The garage isn't a BDSM club.
I know.
Somebody for Falkirk would probably think it's one.
What's a BDSM club, by the way? Am I being stupid?
It's masochistic or something.
Yeah, see the masochism. Right. And
Where would that be?
Chains and
bondage.
Where would you find that in Glasgow? Oh, cat house.
Well, I mean, again, that's you just because you're Falkirk thinking that's a cat house.
I've been to cat house loads, shop.
Right, what? And did you get an apple stuck in your gob and pumped?
No, but it's the closest thing in Glasgow to
it. It's not a BDSM place, like, the cat house. So it is a place where people wear heavy mascara. That's all.
Right. That's where Bret Hart and Taker go when they're coming out.
Right, traffic noises. Here we go. Right, Rab's entering the taxi. my back and my knees are killing me.
Busy night at the garage.
Cat house, say the cat house.
Busy night at the cat house. Where are you heading?
Helensburgh.
Alright. You a wrestler?
How do you know that?
Sorry mate, I don't know what to say. You just smell a bit of deep heat and baby oil, you know, you can. Got a wrestler's kind of smell. Hey,
hold on, sorry, Annette. Oh, sorry. I mean, don't be fucking putting in you can. Right. It's a Glasgow. It's a fucking Glasgow.
Stick to the script.
Right, so you guys are always ad-libbing in your TV shows. That's all you do in Scott's Squad.
Right, because we're actors. You're just the producer.
Right.
You're a wrestler.
You need to earn your stripes before you can start fucking about with the dialogue.
Pay your dues, mate.
Pay your dues.
Okay, I'll stick to this. Okay. Oh, sorry. Just the smell of deep heat and baby oil. You're a wrestler. I used to love the wrestling back when it was at its best.
Ah, back in the Attitude Era, with Stone Cold and The Rock, with Mr. McMahon and Triple H.
Oh, cunts. Those fucking assholes, dickheads, pricks! Oh, sorry, pal. I just let that car out and they didn't even give me a wave. Fucking hate pricks like that. Nah, sure, a whole bunch of Attitude Era was objectively shite. But no, I'm talking about 5 years ago when Brit wrestling was alive and well, ICW were packing out the Hydro before WWE came on, strapped a lease on it and walked around George Square like a day out with Jack Jester.
Walked it around George Square like a day out with Jack Jester.
That's a spelling mistake from Brian. Right, I'll go take that from the top.
No, don't take it for the top, mate. Okay. Just keep going.
Right, okay. To be fair to that lad, he at least enjoys the humiliation and kept his balls. I grew up on the wrestling, I tell you, but I fell out as a teenager when I switched hobbies to binge drinking. I swapped the Road Dog for Two Dogs, Hogan for Hooch, Nikita Kolov for Smirnoff. But years later, I got the girlfriend at the time into watching it with me, and she fell in love with it. Absolute wee mark now, I tell you. We're married 10 years with a toddler and a wane on the way. You know, in relationships, it's important to have shared interests and indulge in each other's passions to keep it interesting. Sure. Oh God, I've got a bit of a monologue here. I'll tell like the time we went to Amsterdam for my 30th, baked as fuck we were, and we go down the red light district, right?
No, pal, I'm good for soppy stories, thanks. So she likes the wrestling, you said?
Who, Monica? Oh no, the wife, aye. We've been all over following it. We've seen all the big names now, Akada, Omega, Mr. Small Package, Phil Boyd, but she loves this fella called Grado.
Grado? Just pull up and let him in.
Oh, there's a big man.
Well, how you doing? I remember being in Florida once, and I went straight for the airport to go and get Finn Balor because he stayed there, and I got talking away to the Uber driver, and she was like, you've got a great voice, you've got a brilliant accent, and she was like, well, we should hook up and all the rest of it. And I was like, ah, well, I don't know about that, I'm going to be wrestling all weekend. I says, but once we get to you drop me off, can I phone my pal, and then you can give me a kiss just to show off that I kissed you. And she went, aye, right, no bother. And then when we pulled up, I phoned Finn Balor and I says, watch this, and I kissed the Uber driver.
That's so nice. What do you think about that one, taxi driver, eh?
What's that? So many questions.
Taxi driver.
I was going to say, it's an honour to have you in my car, sir.
Hey, bother, man. You want a kiss?
Listen, I want to thank Brian for sending in that script which set up Grado's real story at the end there. And Brian has a wee dedication there to Emily. Thank you for indulging me. Please continue to do so. Respect to you, Emily, for putting up with Brian. I'm all joking. Brian, thanks so much for sending that. And that was a bit of fun. Now, remember, give us your funny stories for life, or write something fictional, or send us a script, or whatever you want. Brian has opened up the floodgates now. Send us whatever you like. DM us at WrestlingDaft. Email us at WrestlingDaft@gmail.com.
Can I make a suggestion? I would love some wrestling poetry.
Wrestling poetry would be brilliant.
How do English people say poem?
Poem.
A poem.
If any
listeners, I know we've got some English listeners, can voice record themselves saying poem, send it to us for next week. Interested to see. And also the word world. Because how do you say world in English?
World.
Well, let's say world and poem. Go.
World. Poem. Where's Rab gone to?
Right.
I'm here. Let's choose our listener of the week, guys. Shall we choose our listener of the week?
Frankie Cesarian.
Calbos says Frankie Cesarian is the winner. Calbos or Bows, you are the listener of the week. Get your belt on. That's it for Wrestling Daft. Please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple or get us and wherever you get your podcasts. Mind for more content, get on that Patreon. we'll set up our Discord, right? And we'll get information out about that.
You're giving me this task. What is a Discord?
It's the easiest thing in the world. I could even set it up, John.
Somebody in the community will probably...
No, I could set it up. Should we set up a Discord for everybody? Or should we just set it up...
No, just for the patrons.
Just for the patrons.
And good luck this week to you. If you're going to be watching Games Master, I'm sure it'll get a great response. Games Master is going to be... I'm sure you can correct me if I'm wrong. Rabbit's going to be on Sunday on YouTube.
Sunday night on YouTube. Next Wednesday on YouTube. And next Wednesday on E4. And you'll be able to see me and Grado, both of us, on that. No John, unfortunately.
But
there will be us. And check out our merch at shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft. Thanks so much for listening. And John wants to say something else here.
Just in tribute to Grado's baby arriving, I have now added to the Spreadshirt shop, Baby Grows!
Beautiful. No, get yourself a Wrestling Daft Baby Grow. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you in the next one. Grado, it's yourself.
Up there, Rod. Here we go. Audio Frontier.